In Bushnell, Florida today, friends and family buried Private First Class Jonathan Rossi. Earlier this month, Rossi was on patrol in Baghdad when he was killed by a roadside bomb. The 20-year-old grew up interested in cartoon animation. He also designed tattoos and painted portraits. And after high school, Rossi enlisted in the Army. John Sepulvedo of member station WUSF in Tampa has this remembrance.
To most people, Jonathan Rossi was quiet, introverted, serious. He was an artist. He spent a lot of time drawing. In short, he was not the kind of guy who would mess up his parents' house. But his brother Jason Rossi knows better. Last year, the two of them were alone. They were bored. And so, for fun, they began roughhousing in the hallway.
He jumped on my back and we were like wrestling around the hallway, and I accidentally tried to push him up against the wall, and we put a huge hole in the wall.
And at this point, the two brothers did what many teenagers do after messing up. They came up with another story. Jonathan was the one that told it, his brother says, because their parents would believe it coming from him.
It was kind of like I tripped and he tried to catch me, and I fell into the wall, and we didn't get in trouble for it, but we always knew that we were the one horsing around, and they never find out. They still don't know.
That fist-sized hole in the wall is still there. There are many other little reminders of Jonathan scattered through this typical Florida single-story home, the counters he sketched at, the room where he and his 7-year-old kid sister would play dolls in. His father, Michael Rossi, says his son wanted to start a family of his own. During one of their last conversations, Jonathan told his dad that he hoped to marry his girlfriend soon.
He had his life planned out. He was going to have this job. He could get a little house. He was going to get a little dachshund. He's always loved dachshunds. Everything he did, he planned it out.
Now his family is making different plans. They've decided that Jonathan will be buried next to his mother, who died of breast cancer 10 years ago. Meanwhile, some of Jonathan's friends have been unhinged by his death and uncomfortable with the amount of attention it's received in the press.
If he saw us making all this big fuss, he'd be so embarrassed.
Elizabeth Beale was Jonathan's girlfriend. Beale says his shyness was often mistaken as an emotional barrier.
Like, I remember when I first met him, long, long time ago, I didn't get it. I just didn't get it. Why does he act so hard all the time? And you just get to know him when he lets you. When we would lay together, he would just spend hours. He could just stroke my face for hours. It's so hard to think that I'm never going to have that with him.
That hardness, as Beale puts it, insulated Jonathan from making a lot of friends.
Very nice. Guys, just, you know, come by. We're having a little thing tonight for him outside here.
Okay.
You know, the family's gotten a lot of cards and flowers, but like these girls, many of the neighbors didn't really know Jonathan. He had moved from Japan to Florida when he was younger. His dad served in the Air Force for 20 years. Jonathan was hoping to finish this tour in Iraq, propose to his girlfriend, go to college, and apply to the CIA. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo in Tampa.